Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If the GDP contracts in Q3 and Q4, will you still say that this Apple deal was good? Due to tariffs. If the GDP contracts due to tariffs,
I don't know what it's going to do. The GDP, the actual GDP is only about 1.5%.
It's not 3%. If the GDP contracts due to tariffs, will you go back and say...
It's not 3%. We know that. It's 1.5%. Here's the problem, Adam. We didn't schedule enough time.
You can't answer, though.
All
right. We are back with another MAGA debate, and this one is quite interesting. My name is Adam Mockler, and I want to walk you all through the journey of this MAGA debate that I just did live on air. Because 1 week ago, I got into a nasty internet spat with the MAGA host seen on screen. So we decided to debate on his show, and it takes an unexpected turn. By the end of it, it goes in an unexpected direction, so make sure you stick around. But the impetus of this all was because my flight got delayed on my way back from the Jasmine Crockett, Arizona event that I spoke at. It got delayed and delayed, and I missed our original debates. It was a communication error on my part, but then when I was sitting on my flight, I checked my Twitter feed, and this MAGA host decides to take a punch at me. I'm not even joking. I was sitting on my flight as it was about to take off after it got delayed, and he says, "What happened, Adam Mockler? Did you forget to get out of bed? Or are you afraid to debate me? You missed your appointments. Typical lefty." So I thought, okay, fair game. I mean, I miscommunicated. He tweeted at me. I get to tweet back. I get to take a punch back. I kind of went for the jugular a bit. So I responded, "No one is afraid of debating you, number one. You look like a walking restraining order. But two, I overslept in your mom's bed. My bad. Let's reschedule." All right, maybe I went a little too low there, but either way, it was a funny response, and it worked. I got back on his show 1 week later, we rescheduled, and here's the interesting piece. When I got on the show, the host, Steve Gruber, he's the host of the Steve Gruber Show, he was under the assumption that I was this big internet bully that was gonna walk in and just mock him and blow up his entire show like I'm Alex Jones, but it goes in an unexpected direction. I mean, let me show you what he said about me in the segment before. This was the segment before I came on.
Coming up after the break, he was supposed to be here last week. He had some travel issues. I thought he just didn't want to take the chance of losing to some old man. But he's going to be here. Adam Mockler's going to be here. And he's going to try to mock me and attack me. That's what he does. It's his deal. Okay, fine. We're a free speech platform. We invite anybody in. Bring your point of view. Let's talk about it. Adam Mockler will be here. He's been on CNN. He's been on Newsmax. He's been on Piers Morgan. He's been a lot of places. Now he's here. We look forward to talking to him, see what insulting things he says to me. He attacked my mother last week. That will be off limits.
All right, so I'll let you decide how you think it went. All that I ask from you is to make sure you've dropped a like on the video. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed for more debates, more really cool interviews, and us taking it to MAGA, sticking it to MAGA. Drop a blue heart and watch until the end. Peace out.
Back to it now. My next guest is a Gen Z YouTuber contributor. He is an influencer, and he's got a big following. This thing called Midas Touch. 2 million followers across platforms, like 1.5 million on YouTube. He gets to 50 to 60 million monthly views by generally abusing people like me and making sport of us, which, okay, it's a free speech platform. I like it. He was supposed to be here last week. He made it now because he had some travel issues last week. All fine and well. Adam Mockler, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate you taking the time to have me on a week after. I'm sorry about the communication breakdown last week.
Good.
And I just want to preempt this by saying my shtick is not to abuse or mock people. That's not why I came here today. I want to talk about Trump's first 6 months for my generation compared to your generation.
Okay, fair enough. I appreciate that. And I actually think your generation is more conservative. I mean, and based on the voting patterns of 2024 in November, you would find a lot, especially young men, people your age, young men your age, voted for Donald Trump in larger numbers than previous generations. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say compared to previous generations. My generation did give Trump a shot, but if you look at the updated polling numbers, he's lost like 30% popularity just among my generation. And it's because people listened when he said he was going to lower prices. They gave him a fair shot. A lot of people in my generation are really worried about housing prices or long-term prices. Donald Trump has screwed that. He promised a bunch of deals in 90 days. He didn't get enough deals. He promised to lower the cost of housing. It seems like putting tariffs on lumber or Canadian lumber is the opposite of lowering the cost of housing. So now, if you look at the polls, you see that Gen Zers aren't as fond of his policies. There's a poll from Ipsos showing
you're right on that. And it's popular, and that happens to a lot of presidents. You're right. His numbers have come down some. There's no question about that. And for a variety of reasons, the honeymoon's over, if you will. But if I may, I thought we might get down this alley. Gasoline a year ago was $3.45. On average today, it's $3.08. So it's cheaper. Eggs are down 23% from $3.17 to $2.46. Does that change a Gen Zer's life? No, but they are indicators that things are better in some areas. Mortgages are the same, 6.5%. Now, I think we could lower mortgages by way of the Fed and have some better efforts there from the central bank, but that's a discussion on the side. It hasn't happened. The market's over 44,000. For 165 million Americans, people in my generation, the market's important. The market is important. And I know you had that back and forth with Mr. Wonderful here recently, but the fact of the matter is the market being at 44,000 plus is important for people that have 401ks, your parents, your grandparents. If they're invested in the market, and many of them are, it's doing well. It's doing better. Plus, these deals with the United Kingdom, the European Union, Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, Indonesia, Philippines, China, all of them. These trade deals are important because I think it's fair to say America was on the wrong end of a lot of those deals for a very long time. Would you not agree?
I don't agree.
Why not?
I don't think a trade deficit is inherently bad at all. I think that Donald Trump has twisted reality to say that any trade deficit is bad. But a lot of these deals were mutually beneficial, or at the very least, you can shoot a phone call to South Korea and renegotiate a deal before declaring trade war on the globe. You don't have to declare trade war on the planet. And if you're going to like make the claim that Trump has had some intentional strategy when it comes to the tariffs, I'm not going to buy it. He's put them on Liberation Day, backed off on some of them, replaced some on. It seems more unpredictable than intentional, in my opinion.
Well, Donald Trump is a transactional individual. There's no question. It's transactional.
But trade deficit, trade isn't transactional. Trade is transactional, but it's also mutually beneficial.
But
if you look at trade through the lens,
when you see Tim Cook come to the Oval Office and say, "I'm going to spend $600 billion," when the EU says they're going to spend $1.4 trillion in America, you see a new car plant in Indiana, a new car plant in Arizona, a new tech center for Apple in Detroit, Michigan. These are all wins, Adam. I mean, how can these not be considered wins?
All right. At this point in the debate, Steve tries to twist Donald Trump's economic extortion as some sort of win. He lists off all of these quote-unquote investments Trump has procured while leaving out the $400 million bribe from Qatar in the form of a jet, while leaving out much of the corruption going on. And it misses the broader context. I mean, I wish I would have gone harder on this talking point in the moment, but sometimes all you can do is watch the tape back, critique yourself, and try to sharpen the blade or sharpen the points. But what I should have said in the short amount of time that we had is that this is pure corporate extortion. When you're saying that Trump is using the tools available, yeah, I could get a gun and go extort my neighbor and say that I'm using the tools available, but that is not how you do diplomacy. Donald Trump is securing these large investments, but they're all for show. Apple isn't changing the way it's manufacturing in the United States. I would bet money they're not going to be making iPhones in the United States. They are trying to appease Donald Trump and make it just until the next administration so their company isn't targeted by an absolute madman. So you can dress up all of the pressure and uncertainty and economic destruction as some sort of, you know, win. But what you're doing is ruining America's image. And I try to make this argument, but we really run out of time quickly. So I'm going to let you watch till the end. But he's using tariffs as a lever to manipulate and bully people. The same thing with Qatar. You could say that he took this $400 million jet from Qatar because he's transactional and he loves America.
I'm going to agree with you. Hold on. Himself. I'm going to agree with you. I don't care about the jet. Let's back up to what you just said. The jet's a sideshow to me. But I agree with you. He does use the trade as a weapon, as a way to get what he wants. That's true. And you've gotten something like $10 trillion of investment earmarked for America. How is that bad?
That's not bad, but let me explain my argument.
So you agree? Hold on. There was an agreement there, Adam. I saw it. I heard it from you. There was an agreement there. All right,
of course I'm going to agree that deals are good, but the channels that Donald Trump is achieving these deals through are just absolute BS. Republicans will claim we're bringing in billions of dollars in tariff revenue, but they don't claim, they don't account for that tariff revenue coming from U.S. companies. We have multiple economic indicators lagging and slowing. The GDP contracted due to the tariffs. Inflation rose due to the tariffs. We can all agree that the GDP contracting is not a good thing. Yes, getting some peripheral deals are great, but at what cost? When we're putting tariffs on the entire globe, isolating allies, making new enemies, and you're going to say, oh, but Tim Cook was so scared he did a $600 million giveaway, billion-dollar giveaway. I don't think that it's convincing. Is that a good deal in compared to the long-term
putting
tariff
effects? Putting a brand new tech center from Apple in Detroit, Michigan is a good deal.
If the GDP contracts in Q3 and Q4, will you still say that this Apple deal was good due to tariffs? If the GDP contracts due to tariffs, will you go
back? I don't know what it's going to do. The GDP, the actual GDP is only about 1.5%.
It's a hypothetical. It's not 3%. If the GDP contracts due to tariffs, will you go back and say,
it's not 3%. We know that. It's 1.5%. Here's the problem, Adam. We didn't schedule enough time.
You can't answer, though.
I think you and I need more time because I'm up against the damn break already, and it's too bad because I think you and I can actually talk about some things, and you didn't come here and mock me, and I stand corrected. I was wrong about that. You actually want to have a conversation, and I appreciate that because I think we should. More conversations like this, maybe we'd understand each other better, and we'd figure some things out. I appreciate you being here. I'd love to have you back anytime.
Thank you.
How about that? There you go. Adam Mocker, everybody. I was wrong. I can admit when I'm wrong, I was wrong. He came in, was serious conversation. I'll be right back.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.